Welcome back to A Better You with Dr. Lisa Jew. Many people are exposed to stress, whether it's psychological or emotional. When this occurs, our minds and bodies become biochemically imbalanced, which leads to fatigue, depression, loss of motivation, and weight gain. Here to give us some advice and tips on how to boost our energy, focus, and sharpen our creativity, and reduce pain and improve mobility is Dr. Sean Talbot. He sits down now with Dr. Lisa Jew. Dr. Jew?
Okay, so tell us a little bit about how important stress is and why we need to address it.
Yes, stress is a massive, massive problem, and one of the obstacles for people to do something about it is that they don't think that there are any solutions out there for them. You know, stress is one of these things that a lot of people think is, you know, it's all around me, it's inevitable, it's unescapable, you know, all those sorts of things, and so people don't really. They think they need to just sort of deal with it and let it happen. And what I want to get people to understand is that stress is something that really affects every single aspect of our bodies. It causes cellular problems. It causes problems with our brain, so we can't focus. It causes mood problems. It causes weight gain. It causes, you know, stress in a lot of ways from a biochemical perspective is the root of most of our modern problems.
And most people know because of the commercials that increases cortisol, and you talked about weight gain, but it does a lot more, like you said.
Because stress can, you know, if it's, you know, let's say it's the stress of, you know, sitting in a traffic jam, or stress of worrying about your bills, or a job deadline, or a relationship issue, all of those sorts of stressors that are all around us. If we look at what happens in the body at a biochemical level, that stress hormone, like a cortisol, is going to directly increase your appetite and will directly increase your belly fat. But that cortisol can also interfere with other biochemicals, things like glucose, and then you're hungry all the time, or serotonin, and then your mood is affected, or dopamine, or norepinephrine, or, you know, it's sort of this dominoes game of biochemistry, but the very, very first domino is that stress-induced cortisol. And, you know, the thing is that as a nutritionist, there's lots of things that we can do from a nutritional perspective, from a lifestyle perspective, that can get you back into that balance. So you feel better, and you look better, and you perform better, and you can lose weight, and everything sort of falls back into balance once you start rebalancing these aspects of your biochemistry.
And we talk about all the time at our anti-aging conferences that you cannot make a patient feel 100% if they're dealing with stress and you don't address that. Because studies show they're just not going to feel like their old self. You can make them feel better, but you're not going to get them feeling as well as you could unless you take care of the stress. And you've got some great tips on how to take care of or address the stress.
Yeah, lots of tips out there. And, you know, you're exactly right, because, you know, I think you know, the anti-aging people are right on the cusp of this, because if you don't get that stress piece fixed, it's continually throwing a monkey wrench into everything else that you're trying to do. Because if you look at the biochemistry of it, the stress piece is far upstream from that depression that you're trying to help, or that belly fat that you're trying to help, or that brain fog that you're trying to help. You can do a lot of things to fix those problems directly. But if you don't go all the way upstream and get rid of that sort of prominent, you know, initial monkey wrench, then it's always going to be throwing a problem into what you're trying to do. So some of the things that we get people to do is, first of all, acknowledge the fact that, yeah, there's something going on in here, in my biochemistry, in my body, that's out of balance, and I need to rebalance that before I'm going to feel better again. And that for a lot of people is really empowering, you know, that they know that there's some aspect of their biochemistry that's off. You know, they can all, you know, a lot of times feel that something is off, but they don't know exactly what that is. They just feel not quite in balance. So nutrition is one of those things that is a very important piece.
Okay, and I'm really concerned now about the kids today. I mean, you think adults are stressed because they're trying to make a living, take care of their family, take care of home, but the kids today, they're under so much more pressure, I think, than when I was young.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, you hit the nail right on the head. You know, I've got two teenage kids at home, and what they go through is so much more than what we went through. You know, it's more homework. You know, they have the same social issues that, you know, any kids are going to have when they're in middle school and high school and things like that. But so much homework and
but don't you think even the social issues are worse now that they text and know where everybody's doing every minute and every second and every thought that goes through their head?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was just going to say. You know, it's sort of a 24/7 sort of a thing, you know, with their cell phones and the internet and all that kind of stuff. It's always hitting them. There's no downtime. And that's what I mean by this chronic stress that we're under. You know, it's unrelenting, and it just causes this domino effect of problems throughout the whole body.
Right. And so I'm seeing them come to my clinic, you know, with problems that I'd expect someone older to have because of the stress they're under between work and sports. And now we're in a society of overachieving, you know, and winning awards. And, you know, there's just a lot on them, I think. And so we've got to be careful. I mean, they've shortened lunches. They've taken away PE from a lot of schools. They've taken away a lot of the music programs, theater, and gone more to heavy, heavy academic. A lot of schools have gone heavy homework. So this is for everybody, what you're talking about.
It is for everybody. It's for young kids. It's for you know, sort of tweens. It's for teenage kids, and it's for every adult. You know, I sometimes sound like a broken record for people saying we have to get our stress under control. It's something that affects everybody. It's something that affects millions and millions of people. I really don't know anybody in the world who would sit there and say, yeah, my stress is perfectly under control, and I'm perfectly balanced, and I'm exactly where I need to be. You know, even for that person, that very rare person who might say something like that, there's always some aspect of rebalancing or restoration of balance that we can do to help them become even better. You know, so this is some of the Olympic athletes that I work with. They're pretty much at the top of their game, but they always want to be getting a little bit better. And that's what we can do when we look at this biochemical balance.
Oh, okay. And then you've also talked about nutrition, but what other tips do you have to kind of get us back where we feel good, our energy's good, we can lose weight?
Yeah, one of the best ways to do this is for people to get there. I already mentioned these two. Cortisol and blood sugar are two of the most important biochemicals that are far, far up the chain, and nutrition directly impacts those. So, you know, just a very simple example, you know, eating foods or eating meals that are evenly spaced throughout the day instead of like a lot of people do, skipping breakfast and then grabbing a fast food lunch and then having a big dinner. You know, that sets your body out of balance. It makes your blood sugar, your glucose levels fluctuate more than they should. It sets off a stress response in the body so that even if your world around you is calm, at a biochemical level at the cells, you're setting off this stress response all the time because you're not balancing your foods. Then we can educate people about what has to happen at that breakfast and at that lunch and at that dinner and at the snacks in between. There are ways to balance your macronutrients, balance your carbohydrates and your proteins and your fats and your fibers and those sorts of things so that your body assimilates that the right way, so that you're not eating food that's causing more stress. You're eating food in a way that's actually alleviating that stress and keeping you in balance throughout the whole day. And what happens, you know, people end up losing weight without even really trying. They'll end up having a lot more energy. They'll have better mental focus. They'll be in a better mood. They'll just kind of look back after a couple days and go, you know what? I just feel a lot better. I feel like I'm back in balance. And that's exactly what we want them to experience.
Well, thank you so much. These are wonderful tips for our listeners. And if our listeners want to find out more about you and your tips and how to improve the stress and or get rid of the stress in their life, where can they go?
Yeah, a couple of places. You know, if they just want the information, you know, from books or from blogs or videos and things like that, they can go to my website, which is just my name, SeanTalbot.com. But, you know, a lot of people will need a little bit higher level of help. They'll need to get, you know, someone to hold their hand through the initial piece of this. And, you know, a place that I can recommend right in your area is the metabolic research centers. Those are places that people can actually help you decide what's the right program for you, what's the right balance of a diet, what are the right supplements if that needs to be a piece of it. And for that, they can just go to emetabolic.com and they can find a center right in their area.
Oh, well, thank you. And I appreciate you being on our show today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Coming up next.